Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Welcome, everybody. Yesterday I played an audio that was two parts, and I didn't get to play the rest of the second part because of the time limitations. So I felt this was important enough for me to air this again. So this is part two in its completion. 1 or 2 minutes is left off the end. You can see that on my website. But some of this you might have heard yesterday, but it's that important that I wanted to play it again. Thank you. I want to just continue what I was talking about a few days ago in my video about modesty being, or immodesty being, one of the biggest forms of manipulation, because so many people need to hear this. And I was going to do a separate video on this, but since you're already here, I figured I'd do this now. So we looked at the immodestly dressed woman as being one of the ways the enemy deceives people and deceives women into thinking they're not pretty enough. They need to compete with the world for the things of this world. And then also for the men that who are designed to see their wife naked, that they have to look at other women that are naked in the battle that they go through daily, every man's battle. So I lift that up to every to Yahweh. But the deception by the media and the news and so on to make women believe they need to compete with each other, or even women that innocently will dress a certain way. And I say innocently because it's not their desire to go out there and be attracted or attracting men sometimes, because some women know this and it is completely their desire to do that. But many women are deceived and through the competition and the deception of the world to do certain things that will attract the man. So it's not just complete nakedness. And I want to clarify these statements because nakedness is just complete nakedness. But according to the scriptures, according to the design of Yahweh, it's not just nakedness, it's the shape of the body. So wearing skin tight clothes might not be naked, but it's still naked. You see, men are attracted to certain parts of a woman, and the designers know how to make those parts of the body reveal. And I'm here to tell you all today, private parts are called private parts for a reason. And the advertising companies today will be the antithesis to that. And they try to reveal what Yahweh wants us to hide. And it shouldn't be that way. Low-cut shirts with arrows, shirts with subliminal messages, tight clothing. All these things fall into the category of nakedness. All of these things are... A man should only see his wife in these clothes, and then in the position, the high heels put the body and so on, making the backside stick out and the chest stick out. Only these positions should be seen by the wife. But the man was designed to see this and be attracted to this and create babies. This is the way we were designed by our Creator. If you believe in creation, you have to understand He put in man and He put in woman a desire to procreate. And He's given us the signs to do so. We look at the animals in nature who do not communicate verbally with a human language, but they still know when one is in heat and one is mating and how to make that happen. You look at a cat and dogs and how they seem to find the right opposite sex to mate at the right time to have babies without any education or anything else, because they have a natural built design and they have ways to show when this is happening. And we look at the industry today that I believe that knows what's going on, because this is a world that's run and controlled often by the enemy, and he makes women innocently or purposely do these things. And I want to remind everybody right now, ladies, it is not, your intent does not cancel out your appearance. I'm going to say that again. Your intent does not cancel out your appearance. You might have the purest heart. You might have no desire to attract men. You might not want anyone to look at you. But your intent doesn't cancel out your appearance if you're doing that. And you might say, I don't wear tight clothes. I don't wear revealing clothes. So you must not be talking to me. But I want to tell you that the face paint is one of the biggest deceptions out there in today's world. And the way that the fake up is used today to make a woman appear like she's in heat and is literally putting a sign on top of your head saying, here I am. Here I am, men. I'm in heat. I want a baby. So come lay with me. And this is the design that the advertising companies are doing, and the people are doing, and the makeup companies are doing. They're making your face look in a way, and they're also using certain scents and smells to make your body smell, and they're making all this in a way that's going to attract the male for that mating process. So when you're doing things that can only happen only once a month, can a woman's face and body appear a certain way to attract the male. And during that time of procreating a baby, a woman's face takes on certain features, and a body takes on certain features, and only her husband should be seeing that. Only her husband should be seeing that at that special time that Yah created for a husband and wife. And just at that process where the eyes get wide open and the lips get bigger and the cheeks get more plush, it's the only time and where that attraction is at its highest for the male, and that's where the procreation right there happens. And it's a beautiful plan by Yahweh. The enemy has these women. You know, a woman can only get conceived only 2 or 3 days out of the month. But a woman has the makeup companies and the fake-up companies and all the paint-facing companies have mimicked this. So they have all these naked women with these lustful images or these mating images on their face and the expressions and the makeup. Like I said, they might as well have a sign wrapped around their body saying, men, here I am, take me, I'm ready to mate with you. And this is what's happening out there today. And the challenge for men, it becomes worse and worse and worse. You know, a lot of people today want to talk about transgender and men dressing as women and all this other stuff. I mean, it's bad enough you can't even identify the average woman without fake up versus with fake up. But now you can't even identify a male because the fake up has changed them so much. That's powerful. And if you don't think the design of the fake up paint, face painting companies have changed the image of you and your daughters and the mothers out there and the women out there, just think about that for a moment. A man could put on certain clothes and put on certain face paint and appear not only as a woman, but a woman who's in heat, a woman who's immodest, and will attract a man. You talk about confusion. You talk about this crazy backwards world we live in. This is why it's so important for men to understand the enemy is prowling like an animal looking to destroy. And we must protect our eyes and have only eyes for our spouse, and to not have a wandering eye. so we don't get ourselves in a situation we can't get out of, a situation that goes against our natural design because the enemy knows how to get to us. So you have women with a good intention creating this big problem, and you have men that struggle with this daily battle, and we get into this big issue. And all the sense we see the cartoons in the old days when there was a hungry dog, and then there was somebody create a barbecue and a steak, and you see the smoke smell like a little cartoon going across, and the dog's nose, and the dog was just, their eyes get all red, and then they just like float towards that smell. You don't think the perfume companies and all these other companies know that? You don't understand that this the advertising companies work off the sense of the body and how that works? And you see this and you see what's going on, and I'm telling you, the real weapon of destruction are not these big nuclear bombs and everything else. The real weapons of destruction is an immodestly dressed woman with her high heels and red lipstick. That's the real weapons of mass destruction, because more men, more powerful men, more men who are trying to be men in this world have been brought down from their power, have been brought down from the grace that Yah has bestowed them with by falling victim to these immoral ways of the enemy. So we need to be aware of these things. We need to be aware of these things. You know, ladies, if all these men are looking at you and they're following you on social media, you know, many of them don't even know you and they're following you on social media. You got thousands and thousands of followers. They're not following you because they like what you're saying. Don't deceive yourselves. Look at the pictures you're posting for social media and think about how many followers you have. I could say the same exact thing in a video that a certain woman dressed immodestly with face paint can say, and she'll have millions more subscribers than I would because of her image, not because what the message is. So think about that. And men, when you watch your wandering eyes and you're trying to be righteous and so on, be careful what you let come across your computer screen. Be careful on social media what you're looking at. And don't deceive yourself that, oh, you like this message or that message. No. Think about the women and what they're doing. Don't be subscribing to anyone with an immodest profile picture, because if their profile picture is immodest, you can only imagine how immodest their other pictures are going to be. That's how the enemy gets to you. That's what the enemy does. You know, it's not just in person. The internet is a deceptive thing out there today. You might think, well, I don't look at porn sites, but then you look at that profile pictures and people on the internet that might as well be in a porn, showing every part of their body, and they have that take me, I want sex face, and all this other stuff to compete with all these other women. I'm not blaming women and I'm not blaming men. I'm blaming the enemy. The man has a weak eye and the women have a weak reality of perception of what's happening. But however, some women know exactly what they're doing when they dress like that and they post pictures like that. You know, some of them know and they want the followers and they need the attention. They want the attention. They desire the attention. And just like men are desired to have a design to find out and find, a woman in a certain stage in her life to make a baby with and so on, women are naturally designed to get a certain attention from a man. Now, that man should be her husband. Husband, wake up and give your women, your wives, that attention so they're not seeking it from someone else. But that's what woman desire. That's the way they're naturally built, that they have that design and that protection and so on from a man. And if they're getting it from a man in their life, when they're a child, they're getting a special attention in a certain way that's designed from their dad in a caring, loving, protective way. And then later in life from their husbands in a way of a protector and a man who's desiring her in one way. There should be only one man desiring a woman in one way, and that should be the husband. But when they're not getting that love growing up as a little girl from their dad that they should be getting, and when they're not getting that attention from a man, their husband, that they should be getting, now they feel the desire and the need to go out in the world and get it from everywhere possible. And they love that attention that they get. They absolutely love that attention. And that's real difficult to break. It's really difficult to break. And just as a man is weak in the eyes, a woman is weak in, when it comes to that and that attention, and they start to enjoy it. One of the hardest thing it is to be in today's world is an attractive woman with a nice figure. Because the enemy knows this, and the enemy wants to play onto that and say, oh, well, you know, and then between the men, the weak eyes, and the woman desiring attention from where she shouldn't be getting it, and with the weapons of immodesty dressed and the face painting and the scent that's all out there, and the different smells and the advertisements to men in this world, and the clothing companies that are making these skin tight clothes, it's no wonder why there's so much divorce and adultery in this world today. Many people are just give up their whole lives to this sad situation. So I pray we can overcome this. And I also want to be a bearer of the issue and the problem. I want to be give you information on the cure of these different things. We need to focus on Yahweh. And women, if you're not getting the attention from a man, whether it's your dad or your husband or any other man, as you're living your daily life, focus on the attention of Yahweh and stay in prayer and pray strong, and don't try to compete with this world and lower your standards that are the world's standards. You don't need to go there. You're beautiful the way Yahweh created you. And he loves you. You're his daughter. And for men out there, don't let your eyes wander. The eyes wander, your senses wander, then everything goes down the drain from there. So be mindful, not only what you look at, but what you don't look at. You know, if you know a certain place or a certain site or a certain thing that stirs up the things that shouldn't be stirred up, your desire, your attention for different women, don't entertain those thoughts. Don't entertain that environment. Stay away from those places. Stay away from those websites. Stay away from those profiles. And understand these things. And don't create a bond. This is for both men and women, male and female. Don't create a bond with the opposite sex that's going to be difficult, too difficult to break. And understand what happens when you start creating these bonds and when you start talking to people on a personal level before you even know who they are. And the only reason you're talking to them is because you're either seeking attention or you're seeking lustful thoughts. It's not the right situation to be in. It's not the right idea, and you're setting yourself up, so be aware of these different things. So I'm praying that this message is falling on ears that are going to get it. They're going to get it. And speaking on that, when you're driving and you're listening to certain music, you know, think about that, because it's no different in the music industry. with men singing about loving certain women and the women desiring that love and attention, and all of a sudden they're with the right song, they'll do will be willing to do about anything and lower their standards to any level. And for man to just be listening to the radio and hearing women making sounds that only a husband should hear, or only his wife should be making. We need to be careful and understand the senses, the smells, the eyes, the ears. These things stir up things that shouldn't be stirred up. And we have to be careful with these different things. I don't want to be around immodest women. I don't want to hear immodest things on a radio. And I certainly don't want to be around women that put on so much fake up and face paint, it doesn't even look like them. You know, we might think, well, I don't know if that's a man or a woman. And I'm thinking, I don't know if that's a, you know, who's under there. I don't know who's under there. You know, so we need to be mindful of these different things. And the scriptures warn us of these things, and the scriptures show us these different things. You know, and if we get the heart for Yah and we pray daily, we can overcome these different things. In this world we live in today, it's worse than ever before. The insecurity and the lack of people living up to the roles of Yahweh. It's time we come change these things and change our lives and change things. And young people need to understand this more than ever. You know, young people need to get this, and older people need to set good examples. You know, but today that's not happening. When you see a modestly dressed girl, you usually look at their mom, and the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, as they say, right? When you see men committing, you know, adultery and all these different things because they were led away by the lust of an immoral woman. Just like alcoholism runs in a family, so there's this wandering eye. You know, so we need to get this right, and this message will fall in the wrong ears, and a woman will realize how a man is attracted by these things and use it for manipulation. A man will hear that women need certain attention and we'll use it for manipulation, and that's the world and the way of the enemy and the things of the enemy. That's why I esteem Joseph so much in scripture, who was able to resist the temptation of a woman just literally giving herself to him. What an amazing, strong act that even the sons of Israel couldn't do with the Moabite woman. But Joseph was special. He had a heart of Yah, and he showed us how we are to live and what we are to how to handle ourselves in these rare situations. Listen, folks, if you have a weakness and an addiction to certain foods, so let me try to say, if you're addicted to sugar and sweets, and you're absolutely addicted to cookies, you're obese, you have diabetes, you have cavities in your mouth, but you can't stop eating cookies. The enemy will try to take you down that aisle in the supermarket where those cookies are, and everything looks great, and those pictures look great. And you'll deceive yourself to say, well, just one, and then you can't stop eating these cookies. Stay away from the cookie jar. Stay away from the cookie aisle, folks. We understand. We understand. What would make a man go to such degrees where he would literally kill himself by committing this suicide, this slow suicide, by eating things he shouldn't be eating? Well, I'm here to tell you today, it's no difference within the eyes. And an immoral woman, a woman of the enemy, will destroy you a lot quicker than those unhealthy foods. Just like you need to control your appetite, you need to control your eyesight. It's that important. You need to resist the temptation. Your life is more worth it and what you have to do with it. So we need to get that. These fathers need to bring their daughters up in a way where their daughters are appreciated and given the attention that they should be getting, taught how they should be act, so when they grow up, they're not falling a victim to this "I need attention" society and everything else. So it's not just a man's battle, it's a woman's battle. It's our battles that we have to get through in this world. And some of you will say, well, not all men have that weakness. Tell that to David, King David, the man that had Yahweh's heart, who looked out the window and saw an immorally dressed woman, that he committed murder and adultery over that. Well, not all men, not my husband, not this. That's your issue. No, it's a man issue. It's a man thing. Tell that to King Samson or to Samson in the scriptures, who was designed and created to be the one that freed the people of Israel, but through his eyesight, looked at the immoral woman with lust and desired her, and it was his downfall over and over again. From the pagan original wife he took all the way down to Delilah, his eyes is what destroyed the strongest physical man to ever live on this planet. And what did Yahweh do? Yahweh took away his weakness. Yahweh took out his eyesight. Saved him from continuing to make his life worse. Yahweh took out the thing that got him in trouble the most, his eyesight. Think about that when Judah went to do some business in Israel and Judah, and then he walked past a prostitute. And the lustful desires of a man. Well, that's your problem, and that's your issue. Tell it to those. And then we think about today's world and today's society that's so backwards and so crazy. And we didn't even talk about the drugs and the chemicals that are in the foods today that are just completely messing people up. And then the way that people are brought up today, to be so confused by society, by the advertisers of this world, where a man would be attracted to a man and a woman would be attracted to a woman. It's so backwards, completely backwards. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Summer pool season is upon us. If you want your pool clear, Providence Pools is here. We offer weekly services that are reliable and affordable. Providence Pools, serving St. Lucie County. For a free estimate, we can be reached at 772-971-9570.